Fingertips in My Hair by Masuina. Rating is mature. No archive warnings apply. Category is male-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Castiel and Sam Winchester, Castiel/Sam Winchester. Characters, Castiel, supernatural, Sam Winchester. Additional tags, Dom/Sub. Gentle Dom Sam Winchester. No smut. Kneeling. Dom Sam Winchester. Sub Castiel, supernatural. Praise kink. Safe, sane, and consensual. Fluff. Protective Sam Winchester. Sastiel freeform. Light petting. Loving touch. And this is part 5 of Kinky Cass Week 2024, and it's in the SPN Kink Events collection. Summary. Castiel snoops around Sam Winchester's and Rob collection and comes across a clip where a sub is kneeling at his dom's feet. Sam catches him in the act, instead of chastising him, simply asks if he'd like to try. This is a non-explicit interlude between gentle dom Sam Winchester and Castiel. Notes. This fic fills the prompt, Dom/Sub, for the Kinky Cass Week 2024 event organized by SPN Kink Events. Note, there is no explicit smut in this. This fic focuses on the emotional aspects of a dom/sub exchange. Cass still didn't know much about computers. Much of what Sam and Dean used them for, he could accomplish by using his grace. When once more they left him alone at the bunker one afternoon, he perused Sam's computer and found a diligently sorted collection of bookmarks denoted NROP for camouflage purposes. What he found caused his vessel to respond in unexpected ways. He allowed himself to go down the rabbit hole of one Sam Winchester's carnal pleasure collection of videos. While he saw many things, what really had piqued his interest was that one video where one man kneeled between a sitting man's legs. The intimacy between them was clear, and despite it not being particularly explicit or rough, they both seemed to take unspoken and intense pleasure from it. "Do you want to try it?" came the voice of Sam from the door of Cass's room that he had snuck off to with the younger Winchester's laptop. "Yes, please, sir," rolled off of Cass's lips far too quickly for him to make up any kind of excuse that he hadn't been snooping through what was something rather personal. It turned out that Sam was a gentle dom who patiently walked Cass through the setup process of the scene and reminded him of the stoplight system that they'd used before. Castiel delighted in being able to find a sense of peace in his mind by simply kneeling at Sam's feet while he sat at the edge of the bed in Cass's room in the bunker. Sam assured him of how seen and valued he was, how good he was doing. A continuous stream of heartfelt praise and compliments in that soothing baritone voice of his. He delighted in the touch of Sam's hand carding through his hair, and without prompting by the hunter, he proceeded to try and recreate one of the many clips he'd had a chance to view by nuzzling his face up against the soft fabric of Sam's pajama-clad crotch. Sam hadn't made this sexual, though he was partially hard, but made it clear that this was not necessarily for physical satisfaction at all. He had explained in what spoke of experience that this was about letting go, about shedding all real-life responsibility for a while, in a space and with someone he could fully trust to do so with. Sam cupped his cheeks gently in both hands and lifted until Cass was looking up at him from where he was kneeling between his legs, investing endless patience until Baby Blues finally met Hazel. "The offer is appreciated, but that is something we need to mutually agree upon before the scene. I don't just do or take this from someone who's bordering on subspace like you are right now. If we want to take this further, we'll discuss. But for now, just settle in." Cass followed Sam's gentle prompts to come up on the bed with him and allowed himself to be embraced by his strong arms and settled into the broad frame of Sam's torso curled around him. Fingertips continued running gently through Castiel's ever-unruly dark hair, while the other one of Sam's hands rubbed gently up and down Castiel's back. All the while, Sam continued showering his angel with praise and appreciation, simple statements that dropped from his lips with little effort given the sincerity of every one of them. Cass could feel himself fall into a lucid sleep state that brought him a calmness and a sense of feeling protected. That wasn't unlike how he had felt as a fledgling angel when he was first brought into existence and held by his big brothers in their flock. It felt like a familial embrace, and yet the fact that it was given freely, without obligation, by someone who Cass had chosen to have in his life, made it all the more special.